Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hour number three, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth taking you through this Wednesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. Scheduled to be joined shortly by former Titans wide receiver Nate Washington. So looking forward to having him on the program. Let's go back to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Nate texted in the last segment and said he wasn't going to touch the Titans-Bears game this weekend because of the release of Bo Brinkley. He might be able to change his mind. Nate says he's now picking the Bears. Field goals are too important to the Titans. We've seen how important field goals can be to the Titans this year, or lack thereof.
If they're going to get terrible long snapping, then I hear you.
They've had terrible kicking, so why not add something to it?
They have. Yeah, I would be more worried about that than the long snapping. They've got a guy who is ready, who has done it, who's in as a long snapper, and right now I'd be worried more about Gostkowski just missing field goals at 10 for 17.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in former Titans wide receiver and part of Nate and TD with Teron Davenport here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Nate Washington joins us on the line now. Nate, what's going on, man? We appreciate you taking time to join us.
Oh, no problem, man. Thanks for having me, fellas. How y'all doing?
We are doing very well. Hope you are as well. And Nate, obviously you're very familiar with the wide receiver position in the NFL. As you look at A.J. Brown and evaluate him, we see the physical traits, we see the tools that he brings to the table. Has he done enough at this point in your mind to establish himself as a legitimate number one wide receiver in the NFL?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Of course, hands down, without a doubt in my mind. I think the best thing about this kid is because it's so early, you know, there's an understanding of time span that obviously there's still a lot of room for growth, a lot of room for potential for even becoming better. You know, I know this is kind of off subject, but when you look at him and DK Metcalf, you know, of what they're able to do with their body types and what they bring to the table as a number one receiver, you know, you don't get that too often. You don't get guys with that size, with that comes with agility and speed, you know, so what he's able to do with his game right now is merely just, you know, physical talent. Once this guy begins to understand and learn the intricacies of the NFL, how defenses will start to begin to cover him, you know, what his weaknesses are so that he can address those so he can get better. Once he starts to understand those things, you're going to see an even better A.J. Brown. You know, this is very surface level, I feel like, of his potential. Because being a young guy, he's not going to operate too much off of experience. You know, obviously, he's going to be out there off of natural raw talent. And I'm excited to see him continue to learn his position and his abilities within not only this offense, but within the NFL.
So, Nate, Robbie just asked you, you know, number one receiver question. There's been some arguing about that. How do you define that? Because I think some people define it differently. How do you define, you know, that when you're asked that question, is someone a number one receiver?
Well, this for me, you know, when I look at a number one receiver, hey, you have to have full package. You know, I want a guy that not only can get open in a play action passing game, but also if I need a third down and four and game is on the line, I need to know I have a guy that I have uncanny faith in. You know, I have unwavering interest in to make sure that this guy is the guy that makes the play. And, you know, I think that's exactly what A.J. is. You know, when you look at an offense, And even when I was there, throughout the duration of time that I was there, when Kenny Britt went down, you know, those things interchange. And while I became the number one receiver, you know, to be quite honest with you, you know, my ability was more so supporting Cass. You know, I was able to, you know, be reliable as a number one receiver. But, you know, throughout the rest of the season, I was really just filling in for our number one that went down in Kenny Britt and the ability that he was able to do and just doing whatever I could. So it's a situation with AJ. When you look at this guy's game and his ability and what he's able to do and able to be dependable and reliable in his action, I think that's what takes him to the number one receiver slot for me. Just the ability to be dependable in clutch time moments and have a guy out there that, you know, I think when it comes down to it, even as well as Corey has been playing, when it comes down to the game, you know, I think even the opposing defense will pretty much know if it's a pass that needs to be made. You know, I think the team knows who the Titans are going to be going to, who the Titans are going to be looking for to make a play, and who they're going to give that possibility to. It's definitely going to be A.J. Brown.
Former Titans wide receiver Nate Washington on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Nate, you talked about A.J. Brown maybe going through the learning process of seeing what NFL defenses are doing to try to combat against him and adjusting to that. How long do you think it takes for young guys to get into the NFL and truly have a grasp for how to make those adjustments and combat what NFL defenses are trying to take away from them?
Well, it's all upon opportunity as well. You know, I have been in a lot of offenses where, you know, being a number two guy or being a number two option within the offense, I may receive maybe around 100 and 110 targets a game. As of where, you know, you get your number one receiver, and a lot of times they're going to get a lot of targets that a lot of guys on the team are not going to have. You know, a lot of times you're looking at your number one receiver having anywhere between 150 and 250 targets on the season. With that being said, that comes with experience. And the more, you know, he gets the opportunity, the more he's recognized as a number one receiver, the more, you know, different levels will unlock for him. You know, I think the more these opportunities come, then he's going to be facing different defenses, different coverages, different Pro Bowl defensive backs that are going to have a different will when they play against him. And, you know, I already can see the confidence in AJ to go out, play strong, make sure that he's making plays on the other team. But, you know, obviously, like I said, when you're dealing with the experience of the NFL, it's impossible for him to see everything right now in year two, three, whatever this is for AJ. I think a lot of it is going to have to just come from him continuing to get the opportunities that he's getting and the recognition that he's getting as a number one receiver and going out and facing the other team, because he's going to continue to see different things. He's going to continue to have different coverages. There's going to be a continuance of different requirements, even, you know, trying to balance out the obvious physical run game that the Titans have. You know, the more and more teams come in and trying to stop Derrick Henry, the more reliable and dependable AJ is going to have to become. Those things are going to, or he's going to experience along the way. And I truly believe that, you know, obviously with this surgence of success that he's had early on, you know, obviously when people look at him, they're excited. You know, this is something that hasn't been in the two-tone blue for quite some time. And I think, you know, just seeing the plays that he's making now, it's exciting to see the potential he can get into. But learning this game, it's only one way he's going to be able to do that, and that's just continue to experience the opportunities that he's receiving. And once those things continue to grow, his experience and his learning process curve for the game will continue to grow.
Well, Nate, earlier you brought up DK Metcalf. Ole Miss has done pretty well here with receivers and some good ones on Ole Miss now, but put you on the spot here, Nate. Who are you taking right now, A.J. Brown or DK Metcalf?
Oh, my God. Well, obviously, you know, they're pretty much identical in their ability, you know, but obviously you look at a guy like DK Metcalf and his size in itself, you know, AJ is a very big guy as well. But to have an even bigger guy with speed, agility, you know, DK is definitely made in the lab right now. I think no disrespect to AJ, you know, I think he'll even agree. You know, when you get a guy with size, speed, and agility that DK has, you know, you definitely will have to take that guy. You know, the Titans did an amazing job of going with AJ. You know, he definitely fills the void of a number one receiver. I don't want to insinuate that he's not good enough. But when it comes down to choosing, you know, if you're a GM, if you're going off of what you've seen from the tape from the two guys, they're both going to be great. They're both going to be in your top tier, your number one tier of receivers. But if you have a choice, I definitely think I would choose DK just because of the size, the agility, and the speed that he brings to the table right now. I don't think, you know, when you look at number one receivers, when you look at threats, when you look at possibilities, man, this guy definitely has to be accountable for the opposing defense. You know, not to say that AJ does it, but, you know, when you go out and look at one-on-one possibilities, go routes, stop routes, any one-on-one possibilities with route running, that this guy has the ability not only to get open, but to be physical, to create space, and also still run away from guys. I think that's pretty unique. You don't see that too often. I know he's being compared highly to Julio, and a lot of people are even bringing up Calvin Johnson these days. And to be even mentioned with the same names of the modern-day football era of these type of body types of receivers, you know, when you look at Terrell Owens and those guys, you know, you don't face too many guys like that in the NFL that have the unique size, speed, and agility to still play the receiver spot. And DK is definitely that has that ability.
Former Titans wide receiver Nate Washington on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Nate, last thing for you here. Obviously, it's no secret right now the Titans are struggling defensively. I'm curious, as a player on the sideline, when one side of the ball is struggling either in a season or in a game, how much pressure does the other side feel to kind of overcompensate for that? And do you think maybe the Titans offense right now is going through that a little bit, given the defensive struggles on the other side of the ball?
Well, let me first say this. You know, football is a sport, you know, and I'm pretty sure Vrabel has attested to this throughout his interviews. And, you know, this is something that I grew up not only under Coach Cowher, but Coach Mike Tomlin, playing under Coach Mike Munchak, and these other supreme coaches, they understand that despite of where your team is, despite of what you may be lacking, despite of what your weaknesses may be, as a team, it's always important to go out and do whatever you can to win that ball game. So as an offense, if your defense is struggling, you know, you may be personally frustrated with it. You may be having some conversations with a couple buddies outside the locker room or whatever it may be. But when you're in that locker room, when you're on that sideline, there's a family atmosphere. And as frustrated as you may get with your family, in order for your family to win, sometimes you have to make the sacrifice to go put in more work. And that's exactly what the situation entails. You know, as an offensive player that was in the locker room, you know, when you look at defenses, a lot of times you get in games and systematically throughout the season, your defense may not be playing well. Well, here it is. You bump into a game where your defense is on fire. They're creating turnovers. They're getting off the field on third down, and your offense is struggling. So these are things just happen. You know, you don't always go into games and – the way that your team is structured to win, you don't always win that way. Sometimes a team that's structured with an excellent defense wins by special teams. So although, you know, the defense hasn't been playing well, this being a team sport, they have to go out and do whatever they can, even if it's pressing the issue sometimes as an offense, to keep the defense off the field, do whatever they can to get points on the board, and sustain good drives, because that's going to be the winning formula to helping a suffering defense, I guess you can call them right now. Keep them off the field. Make sure that you can give them confidence in the plays that you're making and putting points on the board, but make sure that you're sustaining drives and limiting their ability to hurt the game, I guess you can say. So it's definitely a concern that an offensive player would have, but as you look at this Titan offense right now, they're still trying to stay within the means of their game plan and what they do best, give the ball to Derrick Henry, run their play-action game, try to sustain short to medium third down possibilities for Ryan Tannehill, and control the turnover game with Ryan, you know, making sure they keep the ball and not throwing interceptions or having fumbles. So they just have to continue to try to complement this defense in the way that they can, sustain longer drives, keep the defense off the field, keep the confidence within them by putting points on the board and doing whatever they can. But there's definitely pressure that comes on an offensive team that in these type of situations. But it's no nonsense. There's no excuse about what the position that the team is in. And although this may be the defense that's suffering in this moment, you know, any given Sunday, any aspect of your, any phase of your team may suffer. So even as an offensive player right now, you just have to take the good with the bad and do whatever it is you can as your job to make sure that you go out and make sure that you complement a suffering defense right now in hopes that whatever you can do offensively will keep your team in balance to get that win.
Nate Washington, former Titans wide receiver and co-host of Nate and TD, has been our guest here on Robbie and Retro. Nate, appreciate you taking time to join us, man. Good stuff.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks, really interesting comments there from Nate Washington, particularly on A.J. Brown. We're going to discuss that on the other side of the break. Has A.J. Brown done enough at this point to establish himself as a true number one receiver in the National Football League? We'll talk about that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.